So throughout this year, we're talking about connecting to God and one another. And in this season, actually through next Sunday, we're talking about connecting to creation. And we've looked at the big creation and the small creation. And today we look at us, our bodies, as God's creation, embodied and beloved. I'll pause for a moment so that you can think on that. Embodied and beloved. Today we're going to hear a short scripture from 1 Corinthians and a little bit longer scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. And this passage from Proverbs talks about wisdom. What is wisdom? What is wisdom in scripture? Wisdom is this companion of God that helps us know what is wise in the world, how to live. Wisdom sometimes speaks for God in scripture and helps us know God as our own and us as God's own. So this is an Old Testament movement of the Spirit, wisdom is. So we are told to seek wisdom, to, with this scripture, delight in creation. And not just creation, but I invite you to listen to the very last line that we will hear in just a moment, where wisdom delights in the human race. Wisdom is closely connected to God. They are a team. They work together to bring about how God wants us to live and move and have our being in the world. When we hear the 1 Corinthians passage, then, you will hear about our bodies being like a temple. Now, the temple was seen as something to be cared for. This is like our temple, right? We care for it. We love it. We watch over it. Scripture talks about our bodies being like a temple, the place where God's Spirit dwells. These are our scriptures for today.
This is Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 to 31. The Lord created me at the beginning of His work, the first of His acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there was no depths, I was brought forth, when there was no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When He had not yet made the earth and the field, or the world's first bit of soil, when He established the heavens, I was there. When He drew a circle on the face of the deep, when He made firm the skies above, and when He established the fountains of the deep, when He assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress His command, when He marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside Him like a master worker, and I was daily His delight, rejoicing before Him always, rejoicing in His inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. The Word of God for the people of God.
Book of the Song of Solomon is part of wisdom literature as well. Like the book of Proverbs and some of the book of Job, is a reflection of that companion of God that is wisdom, that teaches us how to live and how to be in the world. And so the passage from the Song of Solomon is about how to love. From 1 Corinthians chapter... Oh, I just thought that was so beautiful. From 1 Corinthians chapter 3, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And so we pray, may the words of my mouth, O God, and the meditation of our hearts be this day acceptable in your sight. we pray. Amen. So this is a reflection for today. Sometimes I just don't like my body. There's too much of this and not enough of that. And this doesn't work the way I wish it did. And there's this ache and pain, and healing takes longer. I am disappointed in my body. I think I'm alone in this today. And even sad sometimes. It makes me remember that classic line by Phyllis Diller, "I'm at an age when my back goes out more than I do." I suppose my dislike is sometimes worse because of growing older, but I think I've always looked at this or that part of my body and disliked it. Always. My nose, my hair, my legs, my feet, not to mention my hips and stomach. But God will not let me stay with this dislike and criticism of my embodied self. "You are my beloved," God says in my heart. And suddenly I remember being embodied, living in a human body, is more than what I look like or even how I feel. Think about it. Our first impressions of people are often about what they look like. But then as we come to know them, we realize that they are so much more than what we first see. And that's how God sees them, as so much more. Human life is so much more than what we first see. Take a look. So first we see a boy catching rain on his tongue. And then, when we get to know him, we find that while he is not perfect, he is compassionate and caring and wanting to do things for others, all the while concerned in his preteen way about his hair and his appearance and about playing video games. And that is not all of him. He is beloved of God. God takes delight in him. God wants him to seek wisdom, God's wisdom. I find, especially as the years go by, that while I can appreciate the looks of someone, I so much more am intrigued by what they say and how they are with others, how they treat people who are different from them, how they love children, how they take away fear and hatred and demonstrate hope and care and God's love. That, to me, is the embodiment of what God wants of us, the temple where God dwells, where wisdom is. I take delight in the wise, and I can't get enough of those I know who are wise. Sometimes that's children or teachers or the very young or the very old or some of us in between. I think of Jesus, God's own son, willing to take on a body. We really have no idea what Jesus looked like. Pretty sure he didn't have blonde hair and blue eyes, but we don't really know for sure, and nobody describes his physical appearance other than a time or two when the gospel writers talk about him kind of shining or having a presence about him. But he was willing to take on a body, so much so that when he came up out of the water after John the Baptist baptized him, God said, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased," shaking the water off his hair, ready to take on new things. I picture him like this smiling Jesus. It is not the looks of him that caused me to seek wisdom from him, but rather his words, his actions, his embodiment of the wisdom of God to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. It is not the looks of him, but his willingness to give all of himself, body, mind, and spirit, all of himself, so that we, dear friends, down through the ages, so that we could have life and life abundant. These are the things to remember about us human beings created by God, embodied, the temple where God's Spirit dwells. God takes delight in us. God takes delight in every one of you. God delights in every one of you. God wants us to be wise. And God's Spirit lives in us like a temple. That's why we care for our bodies, our minds, our spirits. We care for our bodies by caring about what we put in them and how we use them. We care for our minds, ripe for learning, by what we put in them and how we use them. We care for our spirits, drawing close to God in prayer and in worship, by what we put in them and how we use it. You see, there's a theme here. And caring for this temple that is God's, about what we put in and how we use our body, mind, and spirit. As we go along in life, I'm going to own this for myself. I discover that some people who look so good, some people who look so good are not really, once they open their mouths or we see what they do. There are people who look good, who do all they can to instill fear and hatred in others, and that is a sin. It is a sin from which they must repent. God loves them still, to our dismay. But many times when Jesus or the angels open their mouths, it is to say, do not be afraid, or this is how you are to treat one another, embodied people, where the Spirit of God dwells. Using our looks and our gifts and our embodiedness to teach fear and hate or to harm others is a grave sin. Because when we have talents and gifts and we do not use them for good, the temple is harmed and God is wounded, as sure as if we nailed Jesus to the cross. If you or someone you know is doing this, turn. Turn toward God. Repent. Turn and use your talents to build up the temple of Jesus Christ and let God's Spirit dwell in you richly, taking delight in you. We remember human life is so much more than what we look like or even what we feel. I have great appreciation for the human body and what it can do in sports. I love the catch of the ball. You know that moment? The catch of the ball, whether it's in a mitt or in the hands. I love the catch of the ball, the eye and the hand and the bodiness that it requires. I love the runner getting to the base or the goal line, or the release of the ball into the basket, even if it should have been a different one at the end last night. You gotta appreciate the one that did it, right? I think about the Olympics coming up and how we will be enthralled by what the human body can do on the slopes or on the rink. And I think about today's Super Bowl and all the many, many, many dimensions of that, and still what it takes for the human body to catch the ball and to run like that. I have a great appreciation for the human body. I have watched people give birth. And that moment when human life emerges from the womb is like no other. And it takes superhuman effort to get there. And God delights in that moment. I have watched a child with special needs struggle to walk and talk and be determined to do so. And I take delight in the human body. And recently, I have watched my brother work tirelessly to recover from his serious stroke, to make his body move, his swallowing work, his mind recover, and it is both heart-wrenching and a delight beyond description. I have had the privilege of watching and listening to the wise, to those of all ages who seek to bring hope and healing and take away fear, doctors, nurses, teachers, pastors, children, my children, and I am in awe of them being the temple of the Lord, where God's Spirit dwells, and I seek their wisdom always. We know that life is more than this life, right? This body, thank God, and this mind. It is life in eternity with God, but this is where we are now, created by God now for this life, embodied, created to love and serve God and one another. Remember, God takes delight in us, every one of us. God wants us to be wise. God's Spirit lives in us like a temple, and so we care for our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, what we put into them, and how we use them. So what would we do with that today, dear friends? Well, seek wisdom always. And today we come to the table of Christ Jesus, where all are welcome. Beloved ones, one reason communion is so special and so life-giving is that here we take a representation of Jesus into our bodies. We take bread and cup. The bread, the stuff of life, and the cup. We use juice here so everyone can participate, the fruit of the vine. Bread and cup representing Jesus' very life. We take it into our temple. And we pray that the wisdom of Christ would then be embodied in us, connected to us, strengthening us. That's what we hope for in communion when we come to the table this day. That the very life of Jesus Christ, as when we take it onto ourselves, would strengthen our temple. Seek wisdom always. For God delights in you, beloved ones, and wants to dwell richly in you. Well, perhaps I will decide this day to love this body. All of it. Embodied and beloved. Thanks be to God. Amen.